Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name is Ryan. This is Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
Now, hello.
I'm fucking nervous and I'm not trying to be a creepy guy.
Oh, don't say anything.
We're going to call Emily and it looks like she lives in the town of Chickpeas. Chickpea.
Hummus. Have you ever had tum? Like the garlic sauce? Fuck, that's good. I'll get you some after this.
Okay. Is that made of chickpeas?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's it made of?
Garlic.
Oh, great. Yeah. Just go straight.
Yeah.
Hello?
Emily!
It's Tony and Ryan. How you doing?
Hi!
Now, can you
tell? I'm great. How are you?
We're well,
but we're wondering why you live in Hummus.
Is it Hummus? How do we say the name of your town?
I think you might be looking at the wrong.
How do you say the name of the town?
Chickpea?
Yeah, chickpeas.
Oh, Hummus.
Oh, great.
Oh, Emily, there's no fucking way that's the first time you've heard that.
No, it literally is the first time, yeah.
America asleep?
All of them.
Who is not making that joke every single
Who's
day?
Who's driving through Massachusetts, driving through chickpea and not talking about, Tony's talking about tum?
Hummus. What's going on over there, Emily?
I don't know. We just call it chickpea. And if you're from here, and well, I didn't actually grow up here. I grew up in the town over, and we would call the people from chickpea chicka trash.
Oh, and then you announce to all your friends that you're moving to Chickpea. They go, oh, lovely place.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope they don't call you chicka trash, Emily.
No, I don't think so.
Now, this is a question on behalf of the rest of the world.
Oh.
Now, you live...
It's a big responsibility,
mate. If I'm
mate.
Right, you're slightly north of Springfield, right?
I am.
Is there 15 Springfields in every fucking state of America? Because I feel like every place is near Springfield.
Yes. There's like a million of them. Yeah.
Is that why The Simpsons called it Springfield? Because there's a million of them and it could be like just another Springfield?
Yeah, it could be anything. Like I think it was supposed to be like generic, like... Every Springfield in the country thinks it's about them.
Yeah. Everyone's got main character energy.
Yeah, because we go over and we go, oh, let's go to Springfield like The Simpsons, ha, ha, ha. And then you go, ooh.
There's 80. Yeah.
Which one?
Well, I'm Emily from near one of the Springfields. Yes. Would you approve today's episode?
Absolutely.
Woohoo!
Hey, it's Emily from Chickpea, Massachusetts, and I approve this podcast.
Coming up today, I'm going to get on my parenting high horse.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Why not? No, it's good.
Oh, no.
It's a supportive message for the people.
A high horse plus supportive does not, that's not what you normally hear, though. A high horse, getting on your high horse.
Mabel, my daughter, was called something and I didn't like it.
Oh.
And I'm going to get on my high horse and tell that person they can fuck right off.
I will be on the horse
That's
with
what
you.
I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I hope it's a huge horse that can hold both of us.
It's a Clydesdale.
What does that mean?
Big.
Good. Why do you know that?
They are big.
But why do you know that?
I don't know.
Do you know the only pony name I know is Shetland one?
That's the total opposite.
Yeah. But they've got the little flare pants on.
Yeah.
They've got the little hair on their feet.
You know,
Kimmy,
Dave Parsons' partner.
Yeah.
We used to call her a little Shetland, like a Shetland human.
Because she's little.
She's real little.
Yeah, she's little.
And also has flared hooves. First, though, one of my favorite new segments. They're all my favorites, but this is especially things that are embarrassing that shouldn't be embarrassing.
Oh, yep.
Sarah, who listens to the podcast, she's messaged through. Thank you, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Why is it so embarrassing when you have to acknowledge your existence when sitting on the toilet and someone else comes and knocks on the door? And we kind of like mumble a few words in shame. So what do you say? Okay, you're sitting in the toilet at a workplace or something. Someone walks in.
Oh, sorry. That's what I normally say. Why am I sorry for being in the bathroom? Like,
I think what I say is actually not even words.
Oh, okay. Let's try it.
Oh, hang on a second.
Yeah. Because it's you just need to get a sound out as quickly as possible so that they know you're in there.
You also need to have coughed before they knock. So just a
Oh, I do a cough.
Yeah.
Quite often if I'm worried someone's going to come. Just to remind people that, or like
unfurl the toilet paper loudly, like give it a once.
How annoying is it when you go to like rip the toilet paper and you really get onto it and unfurls the whole roll? Then what are you going to do?
Well, and if you're in a public toilet, roll you often back. Can't do anything because it's inside that little capsule.
Yeah.
So you like kind of just have to commit to how it might just come up.
Well, looks like I'm going to be real clean today.
Once Torbs and I were having sex in a share house and somebody knocked on the door went to open the door and Torbs went, occupado, while he was inside me. I was occupado, and so was the room.
Sorry, someone's already parked here.
Occupado? No.
I beg your occupado.
But it's not it's eight pardon. It's like octopus's pardon. Octopus's pardon in the shade.
Does he often say occupado?
Why
was that in his vernacular?
I have no idea. I've never heard him say it. I've never heard him say it. And
did he say it in a high-pitched voice?
No, he went, Torbs
has really. Did he grunt it out?
He's got a really deep voice, like, I can't.
You'll be right.
I can't.
Go on.
Occupado. Like, it wasn't in, like, a sing-song voice.
It wasn't like, oh, occupado.
Oh, it definitely wasn't like that. It wasn't fucking Hellboy.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it was that's a shame.
Speaking of shame, Sarah says, why do I feel so much shame?
Yeah, it's awkward. I think it's the vulnerability. Mm. It's that you have literally been caught with your pants around your ankles. Thanks for laughing about that.
Krista asks, why is choking in public so embarrassing? The person who should be embarrassed is the person who decided to put the food hole next to the air hole. Shame on them.
That's true. What's God doing?
Krista said, if I'm choking, please don't help me or cause a scene. I'd rather suffocate and die than experience the embarrassment of people gathering around to help me breathe.
My friend Tim came over for dinner the other night.
Yeah.
And we were doing homemade pizzas. Mm. And before that, because Torbs wasn't home from work yet, it was a Friday night and we were like having a little vino. And I put out Tim's.
Oh, that's nice for him.
Tim's gluten free.
Oh, no.
And his partner Cam, like, eats whatever, but he's gluten free. So I chopped up some carrots and I got some gluten free.
We're making pizza. Eat some carrots.
No. This was like as like just a little nibbles.
Okay,
before.
Righto, yeah.
So I chopped up some carrot sticks and
I'm just imagining you sitting there with pizzas and then you're like, here's a carrot.
Here's some carrot.
No. Have a carrot, I guess.
Yeah. Does this have gluten in it?
Yeah.
I chopped up some carrot sticks and some gluten free crackers on the thing and some dip. And Tim took a bite of carrot and it got like stuck. In his throat.
My God.
And so we're like standing in my kitchen and I'm cutting up the stuff for the pizzas. I'm like, how was your week? Like, what are you, you know, they've not long moved to Melbourne. Yep. So it's kind of like, oh, like, is the house going good? Yep. Like, any little quirks you found about your neighborhood or whatever. And like, we're trying to have this conversation. Tim's like, and he's got this bit of carrot stuck in his throat. And he's like, it's just getting like louder and louder. And I was like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine.
It's actually fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. And I was just like, what's got, like, do you want some
you
water?
You don't look like it.
Do you want some water? He's going blue. I'm like, do you want some water? Like, can I get you anything? He's like, no, it's actually okay.
So is this the guy's house you were at when Torbs kicked the door?
Tripped on the stairs.
You guys got to stop hanging out with each other.
Yeah, it's bad.
Anytime. You could be next.
I keep saying it's a bad toman, which is fun, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
What would this second toman be?
Choke hold something maybe.
Yeah.
Carrot. Oh, I don't have anything. This never happened to me before. It's Tim.
It is Tim.
Tim's ruining me. And he was doing the choke in my kitchen.
And did he want help in the end or did he also rather be let die?
He's doing the handshake.
Did he eventually get it out or is he still there?
He got it back, but he's like standing in my kitchen like. And I was like, can you fucking like not?
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is a classy adult house.
If you can't breathe, like just go into the spare room and just fucking die.
Hack it up. Yeah. Go into the backyard and, like, you know, get some guff behind it.
People, you
know,
will get out there and give you.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you obviously need privacy.
Yeah.
Feel free to leave my kitchen while that's happening.
Tony has previously stated her thoughts on doctors giving you some privacy while you get changed.
Well, it seems funny that they say, I'll let you get out of your clothes and I'll leave the room, but then they come in and put their hand inside your body. I feel like I'd rather that you saw my knickers as well. It feels like skipping the dinner and going straight to the...
Ashley says, considering what my gynecologist is about to see, why do I feel the need to hide my underwear? I wrap my underwear up so tightly in my jeans.
Underneath your jeans.
Because heaven forbid the person who's about to literally look inside my vagina might see some random material or fabric.
Yep. Oh, and it's so embarrassing, isn't
Shame.
It? Oh, yes, that is so. I wonder if this is everybody doing this? Like, have you ever been to a doctor's office and you've had to, like, get undressed or whatever?
Yeah, or even like a massage or something.
Yeah. And you hide your knickers. Yeah. Why are we doing that?
I can't see that.
Well,
heaven forbid they see I'm wearing black Bonds underwear. How embarrassing.
Wow, you're telling everyone. Name dropper, yeah. Bonds.
Well, we were talking about it before we started recording. We were having underwear chat because underwear chat, expensive.
Expensive. I've just bought new underwear and I had to lease my spare room.
To Cam.
Yeah, Tim's living in there trying to fucking cough his carrot out.
Alexander,
that sounds like a euphemism. It wasn't.
Alexandra Paul said, looking at the price tag on clothing, like, it's a shop.
You feel so cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. The whole point is, like, they've got stuff on offer. You see how much it is. Do I want to spend that much money on this thing? But we have to for some reason pretend.
We don't know what it costs.
And she goes, when it's too expensive, does anyone do the hand slightly goes from the price tag to the thing and, like, to kind of that feel the fabric?
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, okay. That's a t-shirt. I've never felt one of these before. Interesting.
That's cute.
Yeah, maybe not for me today. Off. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what's,
thank you.
That isn't great. But what's worse is if you go to, like, I'm thinking like a furniture showroom because the people always come over and they're like talking to you and they're like, oh, this one's beautiful, isn't it? It comes in 95 fucking colors and whatever. And then you go, oh, and you need to know how much it is because it's a couch. So you know that it's going to be expensive.
A couch can be between $1,000 and $1 million.
Like, the limit does not exist on a couch. And then so you're looking at it and you have to ask the question, be like, how much is that one? And they go, that's $45,000. And you go,
Okay.
As if that could not have offended you less. Like, you, and you go, oh, I do have the cash for that one. Do you have a sales section?
Yeah.
You know, or they go, oh, so were you going to go for the $100 one or the $45,000 one? You go, I love the color of the $100 one.
It's just, and it's they go, comfier. Oh, the expensive one comes in that color. I don't think so.
No, I think that one's out of stock, unfortunately. Yeah. Like, you've got to come up with this whole backstory about how, like, your grandma's allergic to the $45,000 one and you got to get the cheaper one.
I've changed my tune, though.
Of what?
Like, now I've got them justifying the price to me.
What?
Tell me how expensive an expensive thing is. If you're working in the shop.
Okay, how much is that one? Are you interested in this iPhone? It's $45,000.
Oh, you're charging $45 for that?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's top of the range.
See, suddenly you're justifying. You go, oh, for that? Oh, I wouldn't have, no. For that?
Well, yeah, it's
like, as if you're accusing them of, like, yours isn't that good. Like, if I was spending.
That is such a power move. Who are you?
Like, but, like, if I was spending $45 on a couch, brackets, not.
Never. But
it's sort of like, if I was spending $45 on a couch, I'd get better than that.
That is such a power move. Mm. And I'm pretty attracted to you at this point.
Thank you. But then, because of that reason, that's why you leave.
But then you get in your fucking.
I get in my Toyota Yaris.
Yeah.
And I'll walk to the bus stop.
Yeah, jump on the tram and go, can you believe what that was up?
Tony Lodge. Tony Lodge. Beep that.
Sorry.
Beep that.
Okay, sorry.
And then I head back to Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. And get the one that the dog used to sleep on for free.
Free if you come get it today.
Yeah. Yeah, and I will not help you load it into your car.
Tarpa Vicky.
Hey, Vicky.
She said, this shouldn't be embarrassing, but sometimes I roll the dice. And decide, yeah, it could rain today, so I'm going to take an umbrella with me. And then later in the day, it turns out to be a glorious sunny afternoon. And it's like she thinks everyone's looking at her holding the umbrella going, ha, made the wrong call there.
Idiot. Umbrellas are stupid.
Agreed.
Just get wet, dog.
Yeah.
Like,
or stay inside.
Like, where are you? Like, I just, nah.
See, Tony never leaves the house, and neither do I. And nah, this, like, is why.
I'll cop a raincoat or something.
Yeah.
But, like, an umbrella is just the worst.
Did your Audi come with an umbrella? If anyone wants to, oh, can we give it away in Ryan's next merch pack bonanza?
It's a really, it's like quite a good quality umbrella.
Oh, someone's changed their tune on umbrellas.
I don't use it, but, like, it's nice.
Well, if you don't need it. Or are you thinking about resale?
Well, yeah, maybe. $45,000.
Okay, does it come with an umbrella? And yeah. They go, no. And you go, well, for $45,000.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah, that's what you
give the
want,
people
sweetheart.
What they want.
Hey, it's Emily from Chicopee, Massachusetts, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Shout out to a few of our champion tarpions over at our Patreon. Lisa Clementson Sislak, Mo Sislak's sister. Lisa got married to Mahu.
Oh my God.
Lisa Sislak.
I didn't see that coming.
Tamir, I'm watching The Simpsons at the moment as my, like, background show.
Okay.
Like, at home, I've just always got, because there's like 900 seasons of it. Mm. So it never runs out. So it's just like on loop in the background when I'm like cleaning the house or yep. whatever. And I'm deep in Simpsons lore because I'm like so far back. Yeah. Tamira Smith, good on you, Tamira. I love that name, Tamira. Ali, fuck. Ashley Naylor, I didn't nail that, that's for sure. Anastasia Beaverhausen.
How's your Beaverhausen?
I just bought new ones. I bought new underwear on the weekend. Ziva Storm, good on you, Ziva.
Thanks,
that's
Ziva.
Funny.
That is funny.
That is funny. Yeah. Thank you very much for being part of the Patreon. Fucking love to see it.
Instead
who are we fucking hitting in the face?
Get ready.
Yeah.
But first, instead of texting my wife Bridget yesterday, I accidentally text Tony and asked how her bush was. What did I say?
We were texting like about work. So I'm like, oh, yep, I'll grab that on the way to the studio or whatever. It's like a Sunday. So we're like casually texting about like the week ahead. And Ryan goes, how was the bush, Kinder? And I said, excuse me? And he said, wrong wife.
Wrong wife. I sent it to my wife, Bridget, because Mabel, our one-year-old daughter, goes to bush kinder. So a bush kinder, if you don't know, like they trek through the bush. They learn about the outdoors and the environment. They share like Indigenous stories.
That's really cool that they do that.
And there's a cute little bush kitchen and Mabel loves like slopping the mud into the pots and making like little mud pies.
Did you ever make mud pies as a kid?
No, I think I missed out.
Oh, we used to do, because like we had a big house like in the suburbs. So we had like a massive, you're about to sneeze.
I am about to sneeze.
Yeah. I can see the signs. I saw the sign. And you sneezed into my vagina. I saw the sign.
You had a big house in the suburbs.
Yeah, and so we would be out the back and there was like always like big heaps of fucking dirt and stuff. And I used to love it. And whenever mum got new Tupperware or new stuff for the kitchen, it meant that I got the old stuff but like out in the garden.
So Mabel,
I fucking loved it.
She's at that age where putting stuff into containers, taking stuff out of containers, like just loves it. Random question.
Random question.
When you were young, like as a child, did you feel like an expectation of like what a girl was supposed to be, like pink dresses and being polite and proper and a lady and all that kind of, you know, we'd sort of turn our nose up at the stereotype of that now, I guess.
But I kind of still feel that as a person now, like that women should be like polite all the time and like quiet.
Yeah.
But as a kid, definitely, because a lot of the girls I went to primary school with, like they were like, I love horses and ponies. And I was like, oh, I'm not really into that. Like my dad had motorbikes.
Yeah.
So that, like I had a baby born named Kate that I loved. So I like loved dolls, loved playing with Barbies, all that stuff. But then I would also be like making mud pies and like hanging out in the shed with my dad. So I feel like I got like
bit of both.
Both kind of I mean, it's yuck to say that, but both kind of sides.
Yeah.
But my parents were very like, you are who you are. Like, yeah. they didn't make me kind of either side.
So in Mabel's group, there's a few mums who turn their noses up that their daughters might be getting muddy, or Mabel turns up in like crappier clothes because she knows it's
muddy. You know,
you're
going to get dirty.
Ton.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, heaven forbid their daughters not being perfect, pristine, pretty girl in pink at all possible times. Like, there's a few like hoity-toity mums there.
Oh.
So I think I speak for most of us when I say, give me a fucking spell. Like,
yeah,
get the fuck over it.
I think as well they're just like kids having fun. I can appreciate like if you weren't planning on getting dirty.
Yeah.
Like say you were about to go out somewhere and your kid gets all dirty and you go, fuck, now I've got to clean you up and get you changed because we're heading out. But like you're going to the bush kinder for that reason. Like you're, you know, fucking around and whatever. Like that's what it's for. That's an activity for that.
So one of the mums with a bit of a Carly Conti attitude after the playgroup said, looks like Mabel wins the Muddiest Girl Award.
What?
Fuck you.
Like, are you? And she said it like that?
Yeah.
What?
Here's my advice for Mabel. And anyone who wants to take this advice, you're free to use it. But this is what I'll be encouraging my daughter to do. I don't care what you do, but whatever it is, try your best to do the absolute fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Do we agree with that?
Do the fuck out of it. Yeah,
if you 100%. Want to ride a bike, ride it as best you can. You want to cook a meal, cook the best meal you can. You want to grow up and be a plumber, be the best fucking plumber you can be.
Yep, do the fuck out of it. All fucking good.
If you want to jump in the mud and get messy.
That's what we're doing, dog.
Be the absolute muddiest and messiest person you can be.
Yeah.
So when someone says, looks like Mabel wins the Muddiest Award, where's the fucking trophy?
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She got hell muddy.
She muddied the fuck out of those pants. And if you're offering the trophy, give it to me.
Yeah.
Because I'll put it on my mantelpiece.
Because my kid's a fucking winner.
Yeah. She wanted to be muddy and she did the fuck out of being muddy. So, well, she won the award. Give me the award. Because I'll put it on my mantelpiece and be the proudest fucking dad ever. And you can go fuck yourself.
Do you know what? I'll take Mabel to Bush Kinder next week.
Please.
And I'll get muddy too.
Yeah. In fact, let's all head down there.
Let's all go down there, get real muddy and show this mum what for.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's a real piece of work, this mum as well, apparently.
So is it not like Bridge's normal crew?
No, it's a class, like it's a new thing.
Oh, because you know how like her mum's group, they're all
great. No, it's not the mum's group. Not
they're
mum's group.
Great.
They're great. Mum's group,
because
great.
That's how I was like, oh, is this like a new thing?
If you had imagine you had a daughter, right?
Yep,
and you,
I do.
And you have a, yeah, my mistake.
Thank you.
And your daughter could be someone who either did the fuck out of something or grew up to be like a judgmental piece of shit. What would you prefer for your child?
I'd obviously prefer the one that's winning the muddiest.
I'm choosing Mabel.
The Muddiest Little Girl Award.
I'm choosing Mabel.
I just also think like if your kid's not into getting muddy,
I think the kids were though.
But what I'm saying is
my daughter doesn't do that. Come back here, sweetie. Don't get in the mud.
But if your kid is not into getting muddy and didn't want to play that, that's also fine.
Yeah.
But I think like making a snarky remark about a kid is just like completely unnecessary, whether it's because they're muddy or clean or
fucking
wearing
literally anything.
Like,
yeah.
It's a fucking baby.
Yeah.
She's 1 fucking years old. Oh, producer Sophie?
Yep.
Ask a question.
Yeah.
Question.
Were the other little boys getting muddy?
Mabel was definitely the muddiest of all genders.
But all the kids were getting muddy.
But all the
everyone
kids.
Was outside. It was a bit of a wet day, whatever. But it was.
That's the issue.
This one mum was like, even though the daughter wanted to, she's like, my daughter won't be getting muddy.
But like,
because
I think,
she's a pretty proper girl.
No, but I actually don't think that's a problem. Not wanting your kid to get muddy isn't the problem. The problem is like commenting on
someone else's kid.
Yeah, Jeff, fucking mind your own business. Like it's beside the point whether your kid does or doesn't want to get muddy. Like that's your fucking prerogative. But like don't fucking make other people feel like shit. Like she was there having fun.
You know when you went to that bakery in some place when you got the new car and it was like the best pies in Victoria?
Yeah.
Was Mabel's mud pies on sale there?
Yeah, I bought one.
Great.
And I took it in the Audi and it went everywhere.
Great.
Yeah, muddiest great. Audi it won. Won an umbrella. Won an umbrella won on an the umbrella. Day, which
great.
Was great.
Great. So in conclusion, whatever you want to do, Tony and Ryan have got your back. Just do the absolute fuck out of
it. Do the fuck out of it. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll also, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, if someone's having a little gripe at you, go, yeah, isn't she great?
That's what Bridge did.
Because you go, yeah, she's having a fucking, look at her having the time of her life.
I don't like that though. I say, give me my trophy.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's your.
I've really picked up on that small bit and said, yeah, we'll take that award.
Remember this year you said in for you this year was like not hating on the haters. I just like to remind you. Mm. So I think that Bridge has handled that so well, being like, yeah, she's having the time of her fucking life.
Yeah. I think I'm changing my stance on hating on haters.
Okay.
I only think I liked the haters because that one person has tweeted, the haters said I would amount to nothing and they were right. Good job, haters.
Well, I mean, look at Mabel. She's so muddy.
Yeah. Yep. Marvelous muddy Mabel. I love you, sweetie.
She is beautiful and she's so good at getting muddy.
Yeah, she's one of the best.
She is the best at getting muddy. I've got to love to see it.
Yeah,
only because none of the other kids are allowed. I've got to love to see it here. Like, she's like, of course.
No, she's the best.
She's the best. Sorry. Oh, you're one of those parents. You're a show mum. Megan sent
this
in.
I'm a mud mum.
Mud mum. Megan sent this in and it's actually about her 4-year-old Penelope. Penelope went and did a poo-poo on the potty. Good job, Penelope.
Do the fuck out of it.
She's done the fuck out of it. She did a poo and she still needs a little bit of help wiping.
Yep. Don't we all?
Well.
Do we?
Well, there was no toilet paper.
Oh, yes.
So I said,
we've all been there.
So I said, I'm going to need to run to the other bathroom to grab some. And little Penelope goes, oh, why don't we just use this towel?
Yep. Correct work, Penelope.
But then little Penelope goes, hee-hee-hee, just kidding, Mum. That would be crazy. And cackles. And so Megan says, my love to see it is Ryan knowing that my 4-year-old knows better than him.
That would be crazy, to be fair.
That would be crazy.
To be fair, that would be crazy. But hey, little 4-year-old.
Penelope. Thank you.
And I know we've just gotten down off our high horse about telling other kids how to fucking live their life.
We're back up.
But let me tell you how to live your life. If you've got the option sure.
You had better options.
I had no options except a few better ones.
Oh, so, but Penelope, good on you for knowing that's crazy.
Good on you. How does crazy spell when it was sent through?
It's spelled with an R, but I've used a little bit
of
editorial. And also Penelope wrote verbatim, just kidding, mama. That would be crazy. Penelope didn't write that, obviously. Sorry, Megan wrote that.
Yeah.
Because Penelope, she's 4.
She's
pretty
smart,
though. She could poo, but I don't know that she could write that out yet.
Yeah.
What do kids these days? 4? Yeah, that's the thing. iPads, YouTube.
Yeah, fuck.
Fucking hell.
I love to see it. And I've done this 3 Sundays in a row. So just coming in on a Monday.
Did you go for a pub lunch? Because we've got to get back into that because it's getting colder.
I did have a pub lunch on the weekend, but that's not actually what I was going to bring up.
Oh.
Sort of related.
Okay.
So, my love to see it is mimosas.
Yeah.
Mimosas can fucking get it. So mimosa, for those playing along at home, is a little bit of sparkling champagne wine, fucking whatever you call it, depending if you're from the small town of Champagne.
Prosecco.
And orange juice.
Yep.
And
the pulpier, the better.
Get the thickness of the pulp in there. And
So
orange juice, a bit sweet in the morning, you know, freshens, you know, just wakes your mouth up a little bit.
Yep.
The bubbles just really go, oh my God. Gives a little bit of fun, a bit of pizzazz.
And mimosas, you
can't go wrong.
What were you doing that warranted a mimosa? Because they're like a special occasion thing for me.
Or am I living life wrong? I think that's what I'm getting at.
Right.
Is previously, mimosas were exclusively for Christmas morning.
I was about to say Christmas morning.
Or if you had a destination wedding.
Okay. Like, surprisingly, they're both very specific examples, but yes.
And now my new thing is Sundays.
So I had a mimosa at Mabel's first birthday
party.
Was it? And it was lovely. Very thick orange juice. Do you know what's very good? Have
How's
you ever had
you
a peach
Sunday?
Bellini?
Peach, but yeah, I think I've had one with you.
Because Torbs makes them at Christmas, and he like
maybe that's why
he poaches all the peaches, and then he purees them himself, and then it's like
so. Say poaching peaches puree 3 times.
He
fast.
Poaches those peaches and puts them in a poacher, and the puree, and then the peach Bellini. with the Prosecco.
Fucking poach my Bellini now. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, they're fucking mean.
I would put them in the same category as mimosa.
Yes,
they are
it
cousins.
Is like a breakfast cocktail.
But I will.
Do you know what can get fucked?
What?
And how you love to see it? Bloody Mary. Oh, do you know what I want in the morning? Happen.
Yeah. Have I told you about my cousin
Max? Spicy tomato sauce. Absolutely disgusting. They should come with a Gaviscon attached to it.
That's a great business. You know those Baroccas where you twist the lid and it drops in?
It's a Bloody Mary and it's the Barocca Gaviscon twist into the top.
My cousin Max, who I think you met.
I have met Max, yeah. And his wife?
Yeah. Oh, I don't think they're... Are they married?
Oh, his partner?
Yeah. His girl.
His lady.
He came over the last day of school. Everyone came over before school. We had a party. He brings a bottle of orange juice and like drinks half of it, then tops the rest up with vodka, puts the salt and pepper and kind of mixes
the bloody... Wait, orange juice?
Oh, sorry, tomato juice.
Oh, I was like, orange juice with salt and pepper.
Yeah, so he makes the Bloody Mary in the tomato juice bottle. Mm,
the V8 tomato
juice. Yeah, whatever it was, yeah. Has some of it and just leaves it in the fridge.
Hang on, so he's just got a tummy full of tomato juice as well. That's
fucked. And vodka and we'll have beers and whatever. And then we all have a big day because it's the last day of school. We go out that night, come home at like, you know, 4 a.m. the next. Wake up.
How old were you?
18.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't 18 when I finished school.
Yeah.
I didn't get held back.
Yeah. No, it's a Western Australia thing. Everyone in Victoria, you turn 18 in your last year. So I wake up in the next morning and go, oh, you know, feeling better. Open the fridge and go, oh, cold tomato juice.
I mean, terrible idea anyway, but I obviously see where this is going.
And then, and I'm just sculled a Bloody Mary. It's half vodka, salt and pepper. Oh, just, I can
oh,
still
that's
feel,
given me the heebie-jeebies.
I can still feel the film of it on my teeth.
Oh, literally a Bloody Mary. They need to be cancelled. Like, I'm not into cancel culture, but I think that they do need to be cancelled.
Mimosas, though. How was the rest of your Sunday after you had mine?
Oh, you feel like a fancy girl, don't you? And because I had a mimosa and a piece of cake. I mean, the queen called. Fancy girl.
I love to see it and I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I came with a complimentary corgi.
Did it?
Yeah.
They're just handing them out trying to get rid of the fucking 25
that
you have.
So many corgis at your house.
Just can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
tomorrow on the show, we have confessions. Can I let me read the first line
of
the first
confession? Oh, no. Yep.
There's two things I will never trust. Never trust a fart and never trust Tony Lodge.
And fart and Tony Lodge, that is bad news.
That is real bad news. That's tomorrow on the show. We'll chat to you then.
Love you.